This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
I was at a meeting in Washington, D.C. recently with representatives of Facebook and Twitter. The leader of a conservative organization asked about censorship of pro-life and conservative groups. The reps denied this actually happens and gave a patronizing verbal pat on the head to all of us with concerns. However, the evidence is overwhelming. Recently, Right to Life of Michigan's Facebook account was taken down without notice. They claimed the content was misleading, but all it did was repeat other news outlets reporting about the suspension of an abortionist. There wasn't even a way to talk with a person, and the only reason it got resolved was the media started reporting on Facebook's censorship. This is a real problem in social media. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.